Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
So everybody has waited all offseason for this moment to hear that it's game night. It's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed team, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
The balls are back. And before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Shelter Studios of Fan Run Radio. I was
optimism Wednesday.
I was thinking about names for Wednesday, and right before I started to talk, and the only thing that popped in my head was a Wacky Weed Wednesday.
Callum said it just hit early. It's supposed to be Felony Friday,
Or a we got Weed Wednesday. That's what it was. That's the first thing that popped in my head. Stay off the weed.
To start today's show, we say so long and happy trails to Davey's MVP pick of the season.
One of.
Kevon Bennett.
Team leader in sacks.
And baggies.
I love that guy. Last year, man, he'd get in the game. He wouldn't even get the start. They just stick him in there some random time against a random team. And it's like he was faster than everyone we have on the D-line. Yep, he's just hawking people down, tackling them on the sideline, creating havoc and chaos. And now...
Oh, it's havoc and chaos, all right.
Now we're going to have to fire up a little Sarah Mack. And bid him goodnight.
Call me crazy, but this is a good sign of a healthy program.
I saw some Vol for Lifers actually try and make that case.
No, you didn't. Really?
Well, Davey knows at least one we're talking about.
I think it's got to be a troll.
No. Like, seriously? Someone?
Well, I mean, you get back to, if they are true Vol for Lifers, then they believe in the Fulmer Cup.
Yeah.
And,
the good old days.
Kind of moving on up in those rankings after yesterday.
Okay.
I guess Tim Jordan got kicked off, so Kyvon's like, I guess I got to step up in his place.
There's a hole in the market.
He took advantage.
Supply demand, man. It's just business.
Oh, goodness. Should we highlight the details for people that don't
so aren't two,
on Twitter?
We've had two now. Drug dealers.
Drug dealers, yes.
Kicked off the
There's
team.
No debate with Kevon Bennett. I mean, my man was rolling around with a Glock 17.
Unlicensed, unregistered, right?
Of course. I'll see you ride around with your drugs and your gun.
Were the drugs registered?
How much weed was it?
44 grams.
I don't think that was the problem. It was like the 58 bags.
58 bags and a scale.
I don't see a problem here.
You just need to weigh his pills.
Yeah. And supplements for, the nutrition of the football team.
Want to make sure he's getting the right amount of protein powder.
It's just smart, really. Okay.
Oh, God. What?
Too far. No, I'm just kidding. I love this song, man.
I don't know if it's clean, so I'm going to have to cut it pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. Fade that out.
Oh, it's just instrumental.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it?
Yeah. Well, that's a safe way to play. That's the way to do it.
As I walk through the valley where I... What is it? The Weird Al version?
The Weird Al is...
Harvest My Grain.
Harvest My Grain. I take a look at my wife and realize she's very,
very plain.
Very plain. Yeah.
But that's just perfect for an Amish lady.
Raise a barn on Monday.
You know I shun fancy things like electricity.
Amish paradise. Oh, goodness.
What was the original?
He was setting a thought to the media at one.
They
got
said
arrested.
That's why he was speeding on Nealon. Was to get to the, he was getting to the complex, and he didn't want to be late for his media availability.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, man. I'm just running a little late. What is that? Nothing? Nothing at all? Are those baggies? Step out of the vehicle for me.
How did...
Yeah, did you...
Wait,
did
okay,
you,
wait.
Did you see the tweet? It was like Kevon Bennett was set to speak to the media today at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he was arrested at 11:33 a.m. Like, he was supposed to be there, I think, at, you know, 11:45 or noon.
If he's just speeding... I'm just trying to imagine this. He's speeding.
He's speeding.
He gets pulled over.
He gets pulled over.
Cop walks up.
Yep.
He's probably got some Tennessee something on him. He's like...
I believe the cop said he detected a strong odor.
Well, that was where I... You jumped to the end there.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to kind of play that out. If I'm a Tennessee football player, and I just got this stuff stowed away in the vehicle somewhere, and I'm speeding, and a cop pulls me over, and he walks up and says, "Why are you speeding?"
You hammer the throttle and don't get pulled over.
No, you just say, like don't you say, like, "Actually, I'm about to speak to the media here at 1. I was afraid I'm going to be late. I'm sorry. I should just take my punishment from the team, but I didn't want to make Coach Pruitt mad." I feel like most orange-blooded police officers would at least just write you the ticket pretty quick and get you on your way.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Nate.
So that was my next question. Like,
it was
what,
UTPD, correct?
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, okay, yeah.
If you're 7-0, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Okay. When you're 2-5, you aren't afforded...
But that was my next question. Like, is he high on his way to the...
Oh, I don't know.
Or he's
no, he probably,
been around
he probably
people.
Doesn't.
That's what it must have been, right?
He's not getting high on his own supply.
Yeah,
not
right,
his own,
right,
yeah,
right. So he's been too close to people that he's already dealt to. He's gotten the odor on him, and now the officer's like, "What is that smell?"
Correct. That would be.
We're gonna have to look around the vehicle.
Who was the Ohio State quarterback?
Terrell Pryor?
No. That he got a DWI, and whenever. He's basically doing his sobriety test. He tries to pull the "Do you know who I am?" card, and he goes,
"Was it Cardale Jones?"
I want to say it was. I could be wrong. I think it's Braxton Miller of all people. But he goes, "I play quarterback at Ohio State," and the officer goes, "Don't you mean the Ohio State?"
That is JT Barrett.
Oh, Barrett. Okay, sorry, Braxton.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
My apologies.
So then Pruitt had to announce his dismissal at 1 o'clock at the press?
He doesn't speak on Tuesdays.
Well, when
it's
did
just
he,
players.
No, he said
I thought
No, he spoke on this Tuesday.
Oh, he did? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, there's a quote right here that says Kevon Bennett has been dismissed from our football program following a traffic stop earlier today, Coach Jeremy Pruitt said. Oh, it was a statement, sorry. But this is the statement he
right.
put out. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
There's a standard our student athletes are expected to uphold at Tennessee in today's incident. Fell well short of that standard.
Well short.
Vol call going to be lit.
They're going to neuter it like they did last week.
Oh, yeah.
One caller.
Yeah, 44 grams, a scale, 58 plastic baggies, and a loaded Glock 17 9mm.
Oh, loaded. Good. Yeah. Well.
I mean, maybe not bring that stuff to the complex.
You got to be ready at all
maybe
times.
Maybe not bring it to the – maybe don't be a drug dealer – if you're a college football player, like we fought to get them stipends 6 years ago so they wouldn't have to do crap like this. And now they're using that money to buy drugs and sell it. I'm not all of them, but some.
At least one.
I can think of at least one.
Or two.
Two, yeah.
That was over the summer. We don't know where
two
he
now.
It's just, where's such a joke? Back in the day, this used to mean we were good. Now, 2-5, drug dealers, team leader in sex. Bye-bye. Not good. Not good, Bob.
Knoxville lawyer Gregory P. Isaacs confirmed that his law firm has been retained to represent Bennett. You don't say. Remember when, who was it, Dave Hart, said we point him towards the phone book?
Yeah.
Matt, it's funny how they all go right to the I section and always hire Gregory Isaacs. I mean, it's fine. Like, I find him getting his representation. It's just funny that Dave Hart's such a liar, such a bad one.
Bear has just reminded me, because I'm an idiot, I forgot his dad played in the NFL. Like, his family is rich.
Oh, yeah. 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 What, was it his dad that also got popped for drugs, though?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me, sent me an
article.
It's a
family enterprise, Nate.
Well, you know, Tennessee always been good with those legacy players. Legacy drug dealers.
It's the family vibe they get when they visit. Just, you know, you feel like you're part of the family.
What's his dad's name again?
Something
Cornelius. Cornelius. Yeah, I remember him. Both the Bills, the Falcons, Colts. Runs in the family.
Fast.
There's even an old headline that says, former Tide star Cornelius Bennett roots for Tennessee.
Oh, he's from played at Alabama?
Apparently.
How about that?
I'd forgotten that. I just remember him in the NFL.
Well,
back
you know,
in the 90s.
It's a good thing we don't have a game coming up against like a Heisman candidate quarterback where, you know, pressuring him would be
right.
of some benefit.
This is a good thing. Not for him long term, obviously, but.
David, there's nothing about this that is good.
I'm talking about for the Vols.
I mean, rooting that you have drug dealers on the team so they can get kicked off so you can lose games so your head coach can get fired.
No, just
kind of
just
bad.
The latter part of that.
You're a dark soul.
I do wish him well and help.
His future endeavors.
I wish him well and help.
Yeah.
I wish you help.
Double felony charge.
Just
another ho-hum day on Rocky Top. We can't even win the off days. Like, we can't even, you know, we say this every summer. Like, what do we
want? I think
want?
It's our fault.
We want no news. Like,
right,
can we just have no news, please?
We just weren't optimistic enough on Optimism Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we were too optimistic. Kavon's like, you know what?
I don't think
those
that's right.
Those three and out guys are so optimistic, I'm just going to bring the gun to the complex today. No worries,
feeling
man.
Good.
No worries in the world.
We can't do anything right.
Mm. Cornelius is a 5-time Pro Bowler. Hell, based on this, Kavon's kind of underperforming. Too much time spent in the... His entrepreneur world.
There's a bowl joke in here somewhere, but I don't.
Not enough.
So I'm not find out what his major is.
Not enough focus in the film room.
Too much smoking a bowl, not enough making a
right,
bowl.
Right, yeah. Yeah. We're definitely not making
everyone,
a bowl.
Everyone can make a bowl this year.
Yeah. I thought we were going to play Oregon in like Las Vegas or something.
Is weed legal in Las Vegas? Maybe you can get back for that.
It is.
There you go.
It's very legal.
Yeah, there you go.
See? Bring him back for one game.
I don't even remember my trip to the Hoover Dam.
Is the unregistered Glock?
Can we bring back the series with UCLA? Take them out there?
No, because they've shut down all football.
Oh yeah,
out there
they've shut down everything.
Well, that's like what Santa Clara.
Oh yeah, LA County.
LA's still hanging in.
LA County's like, I don't know what her title is, supervisor or something, voted to ban outdoor eating. Left the meeting, drove to the next county over, and ate outdoors.
That sounds about right.
Like, just gives no F's.
I saw San Jose was able to get their game moved from wherever they play to Hawaii.
Well, I mean, the 49ers had to move to Phoenix.
And Stanford's going to, is it Corvallis? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's Oregon State. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clay Travis was really mad this morning about all that. As he should be.
No wonder we suck at football. Our guys can't even focus on it. They got businesses to run.
Yeah, didn't we have that kicker who runs the what did he run? He was like already
a
millionaire or something, running some business.
What was that? A couple years ago. We got Dobbs trying to be a damn scientist. Astronaut. Now we got two guys trying to do, you know.
You know they say the reason
one
why
man.
Was that South Carolina game is he had a big test he was studying for.
Astro Dobbs.
One in Stripes says, I bet Bo Nix knows Kyvon Bennett's name now.
Yeah, See, everybody
was. Is that who he was yelling at?
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
I don't even know your name.
Donnie tweets in and says that Cornelius Bennett is the one that wrecked Tony Robinson's knee in 1985. That family's just a curse on the university.
I know. Why did we even recruit that?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, good bloodlines. You know.
I don't even know what to say. Like, it's such a joke. We are such a joke.
We are a joke. I need basketball to start. Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
It is. Yeah. Got to start early.
Yeah, earlier
one
than we
week,
thought.
1 week from today.
Oh, is that right?
I think. Okay. The 9th, right?
Yeah, yeah. Against UT Martin?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. A little tune-up.
That was a nice surprise.
Kentucky lost. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that.
Oh, we will.
Duke lost, too. Bad.
No, it wasn't six that bad. Points. Wasn't that bad.
Oh, was it six?
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad.
Oh, I was thinking it was more than that. I think because I didn't watch the
They led it. Early, and then Michigan State did go on a pretty big run. Did they push it out to like 15-ish, 12, 15? Then Duke fought back. They just, no crowd, man. You got to have Cameron be
no
Cameron.
No crowd, no leader, not very good at three-point shooting. The good thing about having a Hall of Fame coach is he'll allow them to be better at the end of the year. Unlike the Vols.
He'll allow them? Like, he'll make them better.
He'll make them better, okay. Yeah. Pick your own verb. I don't really care. Mm. Unlike Pruitt. We're just getting worse.
Well, we're not getting better. This dude's, glad I got in on that 17.5 when I did. Might see this one swell to 20+.
You didn't go all in on Kansas, did you, last night? I told you, man.
No. I did. All in on the money line. At +200.
Attaboy.
Yeah, he got a boosted bet.
Oh, yeah, because it was like four and a half.
It was 4.5.
And they lost by, or they won by 3.
Yeah. I was an idiot and took a bet that was like, of the Champion Classic games combined, will they have over 31.5 made threes? And I was like, probably. They didn't even come close.
No. Sloppy, as you said, basketball.
It was. It's going to take me a little bit to get into this season if the pace of play for all these games doesn't pick up soon.
You know, Callum says there's a coach out there who hasn't had three different players arrested on felony charges in one calendar year.
Callum dug deep. I don't know if you guys saw this, and I don't even know if you know where Nate was going with this, but a one Danny Hugh Freeze Jr. Felony charges. Not exactly a thing that happened for his guys while he was at Ole Miss.
Is that true?
Yeah. I can, I'll pull it up, but I have the list.
I mean, the video of Tunzel surfaced with his, you know,
here's
Power T mask.
The Ole Miss Rebels arrested for,
but he didn't get caught.
2012 to 2016.
It wasn't until draft night.
Right. In 2013, Charles Sawyer got a DUI. Running a stop sign was the reason behind that, pullover. Barry Brunetti, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. 13, Randall Mackey, simple assault. It's a misdemeanor. Trey Elston, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. 14, is it DeMaurier Stringfellow?
Sure.
Remember him.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Just
really
disorderly
right
conduct. 14, Bobby Hill. Sounds made up.
But dang it!
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I want to be a drug dealer.
Sexual battery charge.
Dang it, Bobby.
15, Ken Webster, shoplifting.
What are you doing?
I'm just reading off
the list. I
don't
care about players for Ole Miss. I mean, this is a long list. You're not making a good point.
I can read off Tennessee's from 2018.
No, we're good. We're good. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nine arrests? No. Can't be.
I can list them for you. I mean.
Nope.
For Tennessee?
Ryan Thaxton, domestic assault, false imprisonment. Jeremy Banks, he had an outstanding warrant. That one's a little different. That was
his expired license.
Kenneth George Jr., he got that battery of a police officer.
That was in Florida. That doesn't count.
Bryce Thompson, domestic assault.
That was dismissed.
Daryl Middleton, domestic assault, public intoxication.
That one was bad. I think he hit her in the head with a candle.
Tim Jordan, felony gun charge.
That was the guy that got
paraphernalia.
That was also in Florida.
Yeah, that was.
Stop. If it happened out of state, I don't want to hear about it.
Where did Emmett Gooden's felony aggravated domestic assault happen?
Gooden hit her with a candle.
I get my domestic assaults confused. Dang it. Okay, yeah, pretty. The ones out of state, I'm stricken from the record. It's a Tennessee case only.
You know, if we weren't so crappy at football, we could just talk about the game.
The game.
I know.
Yeah, the slaughter.
Oh, we're going to hit a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to Matt on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Hang tight there, Matt. Can't wait to hear what you've got to say.
Murder.
If anybody else wants to weigh in, 865-546-8200.
How do you feel about the state of the program?
We're a clown show. Down to one last breath. Your loved one's been injured in an accident.
Maybe due to a speeder on Neyland Drive.
Hit up the G3 Help Me team. It's the offices of G. Turner Howard III right here in Knoxville. Over 20 years of experience. They'll get you the money you deserve. Go to G3HelpMe.com.
Do they handle drug cases
G3,
too?
G3, please help me! Help me get away from this football team! End the season!
I don't think they do drug cases. That's not their specialty. They might. I don't know. But
they can probably point you in the right direction.
It wasn't a vehicle.
Probably point you to the phone book. Yeah. Every single player ends up with
Greg Isaacs.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's get a little take from the mat. You know, I'm glad that I do this now, because back in my previous profession, there were a lot of other people of other fan bases in the SEC. We used to always make fun of the Georgia guy because they were always getting arrested, suspended right before the season started.
Those idiots.
Then they lose to South Carolina, and this guy would get so mad. He's like, "Mark, if Mark Richt would just cover half this stuff up, we could win the East." You know, I can't imagine what Tennessee fans in other places are having to go through right now. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on 3 and Out.
Pass the dochi to the left-hand side.
Oh, fellas, this is a pretty this should be optimistic Wednesday, guys. For every arrest we get, it just takes us closer back to the glory days, guys. Tell me this isn't some nostalgia. Come on now.
Feels like 98.
Back in 98, son. We're getting closer. A little bit more respect I got for Pruitt. I can't help but think of the scene in Black Sheep. You guys seen that movie?
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you realize how fast you were going?
Seven.
I just see you pulling.
Seven miles an hour. And normally when I pull people over, they pull onto the shoulder.
I can see old Kevon being pulled over right there in the middle of Neyland, just sitting in the middle of the road.
Roads. Rudes.
Oh, man. That sucks, man. I don't get it, guys. I'm obviously older, but it's the same thing that's been happening for 20 years with football players. Why do these guys carry 9 millimeters when they're selling like 2 ounces or less of marijuana? Like, what the hell is, why do you feel the need to arm yourself selling a recreational drug?
The mean streets of Knoxville, man. You gotta strap
Jesus
up.
Christ, man. Feel bad for the kid, man. It's like he's God bless, dude.
59 and a 45, Matt. Apparently it was 59 and a 45. Officer smelled marijuana. Get this. This is why I was laughing a second ago. Sorry for the interruption. But an officer smelled marijuana and asked Bennett if he had marijuana in the vehicle. The police report states Bennett told the police he had marijuana in a backpack along with plastic baggies in the vehicle, and he later told police that he smoked marijuana once per day.
Okay, once per day. Yeah, I've also got a loaded 9mm in there, and you know. Whatever else you want.
Yeah, Gale.
Asked if he had any weapons in the vehicle, Bennett told police he had a handgun under his driver's seat, according to the police report.
At least he, you know, told the truth.
He did tell him. Hey, if they marked him for 59 and a 45, he was really going 85. You know how that works.
Bennett told police the gun was his and that he bought it at a gun show.
Oh, man. I don't know, guys. yeah, it's just like, what do you, it just doesn't change, man. I mean, I do hate it for this kid. I mean, what, how, I just don't get the, I don't understand. I don't grasp it, man. You got a scholarship, you're playing. But then again, man, the team's doing horrible. Got to make a little cash on the side. You know, got to do what you got to do.
His dad's a former NFL Pro Bowler. How poor can this kid be?
He's not. He's a,
no, he's, yeah, that's true. He's not.
He's from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, if it's that, if you got one guy doing it, you know there's probably five or six other guys on the team doing the same damn thing. I mean, it's not like this guy's like by himself out on the island, like, you know, I'm just going to go out here and, you know, sell on kneeling. Only thing would have made it funnier is if the actual media availability was at 420. Woohoo!
Oh. Was he on camera for that? Oh, okay, good.
No, I know I wasn't. That's the only reason I did it.
The alarm went off in Hudson's head there. Wow.
I'm laughing, so I'm starting to sweat. Take this jacket off.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Don't you just love that football?
And he was... Bennett was tied for fifth in the SEC in tackles for loss.
I mean, he was a good player. He was one of our stars. I mean, probably our best defensive lineman. Certainly our best pressure. He's the one who scored against Georgia, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had the touchdown.
Was it?
That's our one. No, two. We have two defensive touchdowns on the year.
Both of them.
Hank T.
Yeah, my defensive MVP picks.
Well, we'll see how it holds up these last three games. Going to miss some time while serving some. Callum says, are we sure this isn't just Bennett's way of opting out for the rest? Maybe
one way to do it.
Maybe he just realized that Kyle Trask is about to break records and didn't want to ruin his draft stock by being on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the way I have positional rankings, I mean, this is second most important position on the team.
Yeah.
Behind the one they can't.
Behind the worst position on the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most important. But
quarterback and then edge.
Who can pressure the quarterback?
And he was our, arguably our best edge player. So, yeah. There were a lot of jokes about JG getting pulled over and getting off.
I saw.
Because he's the starting quarterback against Florida this weekend.
No. Nope. He's not.
No. Don't like that.
He's not going to be. Harrison Bailey. What are we doing?
I don't know. Yeah, Jeremy said Bennett should have said he borrowed JG's car. Is Kevon Bennett gonna save us? Is this gonna like be the another checkbox for Philip Fulmer so he can go to the pious rich people and be like, yeah, he just wasn't running a clean program, surely. I if you'll keep donating, I'll get us a real clean coach, good Christian man.
Yeah, with no former transgressions of his own.
Well, you'd rather have the guy who you know is past, and he's
the devil you know is
right. He's
better than the devil you don't.
He's 180'd than a guy that you haven't. You know, it's all just buried under the driver's seat.
It was cut up and separated into 58 plastic bags. Yeah, checkered past, checkerboards.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering about that though.
Like, does
I mean, this is if he wanted to,
right?
You could absolutely use this as
this gives you reasons. It's just another
not cause, but reasons. I mean,
well, remember, I know the difference between excuses and reasons.
Yeah,
Philip Fulmer told us that
he knows where the bones are buried.
So, you know where the Glocks are.
I was gonna say, well, they don't bury them; they just throw them in the Tennessee River.
Yeah. Chuck them off.
There's
that
a little
bridge.
Spot down there. Everybody uses it.
Yeah, you ever fishing down there, and all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, I got something."
Just don't drag a magnet on the bottom. You don't know what you're
big
come
bag
up
of guns comes. Just,
the bag of guns. Yeah. Oh, here they are.
Yeah,
here are the guns.
Just a stash.
To be a Tennessee fan.
Didn't they find a mortar, a live mortar round in a park in Knoxville a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was, I want to say that was down in Concord.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
There was a live mortar round. Someone was magnet fishing a couple weeks ago.
Man.
I'll find the story.
Like in the water?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe
like I said, you never
the water had gone down some. Maybe. And
never know what you find. Why would there be a mortar?
A live mortar round was found at Concord Park.
Could they date it?
No, but it was 60 millimeters. Pretty good size.
Been at 9 millimeter.
Yeah.
Weak. If you're not packing 60 millimeters in a mortar shell, I got nothing for you.
Maybe you can use your ESPN Plus credentials to get the rest of this, but I saw where it said they had like anonymous coach quotes, and some SEC assistant coach said about Tennessee, they're terrible on offense. It's brutal.
Really?
It's
breaking.
It's brutal to watch. It's all about that one spot that's just so bad.
What is? When was this?
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much. Balls are back.
I don't know. Apparently, it was in an ESPN Plus article. Where they did a mid-season.
Forgive me, I'm not going to give that coach too much credit. That's not exactly a formal breakdown of our offense. Mm. They're terrible. Mm.
Here, I'll find it for you. It was titled, "Why Assistant Coaches for Struggling College Football Teams Might Take the Fall."
Oh, yeah, wasn't that Rittenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's behind the paywall. I'm not paying for it.
Oh, I got it.
At this moment. But yeah, I mean, it's not it for me, it just goes back to, does Philip Fulmer realize how bad this is? Because I feel like there really is this theme out there that it's only the extreme wacko fans that want Jeremy Pruitt fired. And as we chronicled yesterday, when you look around other schools, they're talking about firing their coach. We absolutely should be talking about firing Jeremy Pruitt. Whether we do or not, you can argue that. But if it's not even on the table, then I mean we're done here. We will never play big boy football again. Like if you can't fire a coach who's losing to Kentucky and Arkansas and Auburn in embarrassing fashion and coaching the team like it's from 2 decades ago. Yeah.
You can't make a single argument that Jeremy Pruitt is not the worst head coach in the SEC
in the
right
league.
Now.
And if that argument had ever been made in the history of Tennessee football, like I would be shocked. That can't even be a thing. Did you find the article?
Yeah.
Anything else in there?
Maybe
some interesting stuff on other teams. Maybe we can just divert our eyes for a moment. Enjoy. I mean, we can't even make fun of anyone else.
No, everyone else is looking good. Or they fired their coach.
Yeah. Like, Vanderbilt might not even play any more football games if guys keep quitting.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. The idea behind some teams are just not wanting to get embarrassed, so they're saying, like, hey, we got too many contact tracing issues, we can't field a team.
Well, and then the guy goes on Nashville Station and says that guys were so fed up about the Sarah Fuller thing that they're just done, they're just leaving.
Let's talk about like if Vanderbilt doesn't happen and we just have A&M and Florida left on the schedule, we know how those are going to go. But
yeah, I think that's worse for Pruitt.
What, to not have that game?
Just to not get that easy win against Vandy. End up 2-7.
I'm still not convinced it would be an easy win.
I am at this point.
Yeah, they're just, from everything I've heard, like they don't care.
Like if we'd have played them earlier.
Well, easy for us. I mean, we would win like 24-10.
Right.
It'd be a big win.
We could run the ball every play.
That's what I'm saying. Right, yeah, like, yeah. Here's what that ESPN article said. Head coach Jeremy Pruitt's status is worth monitoring down the stretch, especially if Tennessee is motivated to make a run at Liberty's Hugh Freeze or another established coach. But Pruitt's remaining guarantee of $12.88 million following a two-year contract extension earlier this year makes it more likely that Tennessee keeps him in 2021 and shakes up the staff. Talks about Jim Chaney and how bad the offense is. There's your quote from the assistant. They're terrible on offense. The quarterback stinks. Pruitt already made a staff change, firing Jimmy Brumbaugh. There is this. Another factor.
Yeah, the real one they needed to take care of.
Another factor is the recent news that 8 football assistants were the only members of Tennessee's athletic department to decline pay cuts to address pandemic-related financial losses. T. Martin and Jay Graham, the only assistants who took such reductions. An industry source said, quote, "It's a really bad look. It's going to come up every time you lose in the next 3 or 4 years. Hey, remember that time everybody was in a national pandemic and nobody took a pay cut? That's where we are, folks. That's where we are. I love sports. Just a big sports guy.
Don't you love getting up at 6 to come talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Tennessee Born says Bennett told the officer he smokes weed once a day. Speaks volumes for Tennessee's drug testing program. Well,
I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah, we're just a train wreck all around. Let's hit a quick
break. Yeah, like I can't even make fun of us. Like, it's not even fun anymore. Like, this is
it's sad, yeah.
I've been embarrassed, but this is off. It's one thing to have off the field issues and like you're good, so you're like, well, we're terrible and have all this stuff happening.
Well, and this is one of your top. I mean, grading out, I'm sure he's one of your top 5 players.
He was the best defensive lineman in the country after 2 weeks. Remember PFF? Oh, he was like number one.
I thought that was
no, it was Bennett.
Yeah,
that was Bennett.
Yeah,
I think it was just for 1 week, but
okay. It was one or two. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it was just that like. 1 week, he was the best graded edge rusher in college football.
I thought after 2 weeks, though, he was like his average was the highest.
He was up there. I don't know if he was exactly the highest, but either way, I'm not going to argue that he was not one of the best because he was.
Imagine if he focused on football. Not anyway. All right, we'll come back. We'll get right back to the phone lines. Hang tight there. Stick with us right here. Hour one, 3 and out. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw. I did yesterday. Got the lime, black cherry, grapefruit, and raspberry.
After the Bennett news, I just went straight to the hard stuff.
That's the great thing about the White Claw. You can just
mix and match.
Yeah, you can just pound it easily.
Shot chaser.
Or you can mix it up with some of our other, like some volunteer vodka or whatever. It's only 100 calories, 5% alcohol by volume. Goes down easy. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. We've got DR Vol up next. What's up, buddy? You're on 3 and out.
Hey, guys. So, you know, the more I thought about it, I don't want to play the Vanderbilt game because, I mean, even as bad as we suck, we're going to beat them. I mean, by the time we get to them, they're going to have their back quarter of their women's team playing defensive back, so... You know, we're going to beat them. And I'd rather us just not get that win because evidently we're depending on that win to keep Pruitt, which is sad in its own right. So I just hope it gets canceled. And by a lot of things you hear, that game's probably not going to get played anyway. So, I mean, am I stupid in thinking let's just not play it so we can just finish out 2-7? Yeah, 2-7.
No, I think that's probably the best case scenario right now whenever you look at, one, A&M and Florida need our game. If they're fighting for the college football playoff, they got to have as much on their record as possible. It is interesting because yesterday we saw the ACC come out and say that like Clemson versus Florida State, that game's not going to be made up. Notre Dame, they're missing one of their games. They're automatically in the ACC championship. So with them going down to 9 games, maybe the SEC follows suit for some of its teams. But I'm with you, DR Vol. Like I don't think playing Vanderbilt with as many problems as they have going on right now, it's best for them just to go ahead and say, we're just going to focus on the head coaching search. We're going to leave 2020 in the dust and find somebody to come in here and try to get something going before early signing period. And that's what does concern me is early signing period's on the 16th. I mean, if we're supposed to play a game on the 19th, it could be pretty problematic, especially whenever you have concerns over who will be the coach next year. And we know like they'd be able, these recruits would be able to get out of there letter of intent if you were to bring in a new coach after they had already signed. So,
well, that's what's going to make it tough. Like, if you make a move, so many kids are going to have already signed. It's going to be tough for a new coach to come in, and I mean, they're going to have the month of January essentially to recruit unsigned players,
unless they move back the initial signing period.
Why would they do that?
It's COVID, I don't know.
Which is why we should have done what South Carolina did and pulled the trigger and go ahead and gotten it over with. I mean, God, we're just second place and everything we did. Well, actually, I'd love to be second place in something, but
seriously,
we're last in something. You know, in Houston, you brought up, you know, the old saying was, when we get players arrested, we're back. We've ruined that.
Yep.
Can't even have fun when our own guys get arrested.
Yeah, we got Kevon Escobar out there getting arrested, one of the few bright spots of this team, and my God. Well, that being said, Davey, do you not feel even better about Florida covering with its crappy defense? But Kevon Bennett was a good player, so yeah. I'm feeling better and better about this bet.
You should.
I'm not worried about anything happening to Trask. The only thing that's going to take him out is Dan Mullen.
Yeah, yeah. And surely to God, he'll want to put up style points.
That and Pat, I don't know. Trask is Heisman stats, so...
I never thought I'd see the day. I hate Florida more than anybody we play, and I can't believe I'm at this point. But this Gump's done it to me, so let's get beat by 50 and get this idiot out of here. See you, guys.
See you, dear. Thanks for the call, dear. Well,
yeah, I don't even want it to be close. At this point, just make me feel comfortable in my bets early on. Like, I just, each day, it's like, you know what? We'll throw down another 50 on the game.
Each day.
Yeah, but it's only...
My bet slip is just Tennessee versus Florida, Florida to cover. Yep, okay.
Just different, slightly different numbers.
Lines holding firm, 17.5.
Lines the same. The odds shift a little bit. It's like, ooh, got in at 106 yesterday. Yeah. Today, 108. Ah, okay, well, we'll be all right.
Yeah, yesterday on midday 180, Bruno Reagan said, "I'm not sure that Vandy will have enough players to finish the season. I'm hearing that 6 or 7 more players have left the program. Some of them are team captain level names." Then he also followed that up with, "I think some players are leaving the program after being told that Sarah Fuller is the starter on kickoff, even with Riley, is it Guay, eligible to kick on Saturday. They don't want to be a part of a publicity stunt." So things are going great.
She was the only kicker on the depth chart.
I mean, that's – but so the other guy, like this Riley guy, he's back or he's not? Like, I don't – wouldn't he be listed
as
the
recall,
backup?
I don't – he might be the guy that wasn't actually kicking this year. They had some kid who's in medical school that kicked for him previously.
Okay.
And he could have had another year of eligibility. And I think they're going to go get him. But either way, like, their punter can hit from 40. And
well, didn't it come out yesterday that, I mean, it absolutely was nothing but a publicity stunt?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, whenever Sarah Fuller, who'd been there, what, like 2 days, the truth came out. There was no tryout. There was no situation where she had to earn it. It was just, hey, we're going to give you some shoulder pads and just come out here and kick it. We'll do a photo shoot for you. Whenever you got to the point to where she's addressing the team at halftime.
I mean, that's when it became SNL.
That's when I'm like, if I'm a player, like, I'm fed up. It's like, you have no idea what we've gone through on this season. I don't want to hear you tell me that I need to cheer whenever my team gets a first down when we're getting our ass kicked 20-0 and before the half. Like, just, might sound rude, but sit down and shut up. Know your place. Like,
yeah, that made it just completely comical. I mean, well, and when they had the only film of her kicking, warming up before the game, was kicking a kick at a distance that is impossible to do during a football game. Like, they had no footage of her kicking even an extra point in warm-ups. That's like, what are you guys doing? Like, I thought, I don't know. I was more embarrassed. I don't know who I was more embarrassed for, but I was more embarrassed by the situation because I had just kind of seen it trickle through that it was going to happen, and I don't know. I guess I'm an idiot. I assumed that she could actually make a real kick if they were going to dress her out, but no. I mean, hell, Necessary Roughness, that storyline, more believable than something that happened in real life at Vanderbilt. It's incredible. That was, what was her name? Kathy Ireland, and what was her...
character's name?
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go watch it.
Oh, there went your afternoon.
Riley. Nah, the Ravens and the Steelers are playing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes.
Riley Guay has been their kicker for a couple years. You're right. He's in medical school. Still has a year of eligibility. For the past two seasons, he made 22 of 33 field goals in all 66 point afters.
Has he kicked earlier this year?
No.
He's just not playing because he's...
Wait.
He
says he also kicked off 77 times in 2019 and 2020.
Mm. Lucy Draper.
Lucy Draper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could kick.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get... Where's the regular field goal guy?
COVID, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what his name is. I don't know.
So apparently this Guay guy, like, where was he on Saturday? Was he contact trace and now he's back?
He's in medical school.
He's taking a break from the team or something.
Yeah, he wasn't on the team at the time.
But now he's...
He offered his services.
Now he's right, told
but they went with her instead.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No, it was a publicity stunt. Yeah. Like, that's what I said. Like, look, good for her. I mean, I wouldn't turn it down if I was her either, but it's not like she beat out 50 guys in a tryout
I mean, I can't imagine, like, the pressure that'll be on her if they trot her out there for, like, even, like, a 35-yard field goal. Like, I mean, even if she can hit that regularly in practice.
Like, I want to see her try to make a tackle.
Like, there's still going to be tons of pressure on her. Like, I get all of that angle, but... The fact that either she can't do the basic stuff that I was thought she'd be able to do, like just, I guess like I said, like I was just an ignorant idiot, I guess, like just assumed that if they're dressing out somebody to kick, that they could actually kick. I mean, I made this point the other day. Any girl on the soccer team could have done that kickoff. Any girl on any soccer team in the SEC could have kicked the ball like that on a kickoff.
They apparently
the Bearden High School girls soccer players. Could have kicked the ball like that on that kickoff.
I think the report was they had at least 8 people on the team that they believed could have made that kick already.
Dude, like, what? No, that 65 guys could have done that kick. Like, I mean, they might have kicked it a little too far to the right or left, but I mean, it was nothing. It was. This is like saying Nate Hodges can play in the NBA because he made a free throw at the Y today. Like,
you couldn't.
And saying, like, well, free throws are part of the game. Like, it makes absolutely no sense. And now, who knows whether we get to play them or not, and it's going to be a mess. We'll kick off hour 2 next.